My name is Chris Johnson. It's about 20 after 5 on a Wednesday. Yes, I am recording this day of. I ran out of podcast. So I'm looking like, motherfucker, what are we going to post today? And there was nothing in the fucking folder. So I had to fucking record this day of. I'm standing here. It's almost fucking dark outside at fucking 5:20. And I want to just jump off my goddamn balcony. It sucks. I fucking hate daylight savings time. It sucks. And it fucks me up for the goddamn week. I've been fucked up all week. I've been like tired all week. Why the fuck are we still shifting hours like fucking pilgrims? Doesn't make any fucking sense. I want to tell you how fucking adorable I am. Okay? Can I do that? Can I hype myself up? So I've got two cats, Simon and Finley, and they're fucking old. They turned 16 in August. When you got a fucking pet, like once you hit like 13, 14, you're always kind of like on edge. You know what I mean? Like I've had a couple dogs when I was growing up that lived to around like 13, 14. And that seems to be like the magical age. Like when it's just like, meh, smaller animals, that's it. You know, it gets to be about it there. So like, it's all a fucking bonus. Like once you get past that. So I'm always fucking like on edge with these guys. Like if they start throwing up, like, is this normal fucking cat throw up? Or is this like, we're in some trouble throw up? You know what I mean? You never know. And Simon's got more problems than Finley because he's diabetic. The diabetes has kind of sapped him of a lot of his strength. So he's slowed down considerably over the years. But hey, man, he's still got that fucking light in his eyes. He still pisses me off and begs me to fucking sit in my lap and for food and shit. And as I always say, even though you don't know I always say this, but I'm going to tell you I always say this, an annoying Simon is a healthy Simon. These motherfuckers wouldn't be pissing me off if they weren't like their normal selves. They would just be like fucking sitting in a corner sleeping, not moving all day and feeling like dog shit and not, you know, doing anything. So I will take them fucking with me in the middle of the goddamn night for food or whatever the fuck they want if it means I get to fucking still hang out with them. Simon's legs are shot. Neither one of them jump anymore. That was like a slow fade. Like once they hit around 14 years old, like that started going away. And now it's like, it's completely gone. Like they can't fucking jump. Simon always wobbles around when he walks. He's got the fucking wobbly boots on. Fucking stumbles all over. The vet told me because of the diabetes, he got into it. I can't tell you the fucking details, but like it fucks with like their Achilles or some shit. So like he just has trouble with his back leg sometimes moving around. As a result of that, he can't really go in the fucking litter box anymore. I was super pissed about it for the longest time because I didn't know. Like this motherfucker, you know what he used to do? Back in the day, he used to, like if the box was too full, not like overflowing or anything like that. Like I clean these fucking things once a day. But like sometimes he'd take a look in there and be like, nah, it's too much. And he would just shit on the fucking floor or something. I watched him do it one time in my old apartment. I was like, hey, asshole, what are you doing? He didn't care. It's like, you know what? This isn't good enough for me. Clean this or I'm going to just shit right on the fucking floor. So he started kind of doing that around here because I had these big litter boxes. And I just thought he was being a dick. So I was getting like pissed at him. I was like, you motherfucker, what are you doing? I just cleaned this. Like they're empties pissing outside, you know, pissing and shitting outside of empty boxes. I'm getting fucking like furious with him. And then I started like, I don't know why I had the thought. I was like, you know what? Fine. Let's try something. So I bought all these smaller litter boxes for him. It's good for Finny too. I mean, Finny's legs aren't the fucking best. He just doesn't have the diabetes. So I bought these smaller litter boxes and it worked. He started going in the smaller litter boxes again. But, you know, then that faded too. And then he's like, you know, I can't even get in these fucking things. So he would go, Simon would go. Finley uses the box. This is a Simon thing. Simon will go to the cat room. I got a two-bedroom apartment. The one bedroom, I got the litter boxes in there, just like store shit in there, and the fucking boxes are there. He would go in there, and he would just be like, ah, fuck it. I mean, just like piss or shit on the floor. And it was fucking infuriating. I don't really give a shit about cleaning up shit. Cleaning up piss sucks. I got like all this cleaner for it, but it still sucks. And then I finally realized like this fucker, he just can't get in the box anymore. It sucks. It sucks. So like, you know what I did? I don't want to go to the vet and be like, you know what, man? I'm just going to turn him in. Like, fuck him. His legs are shot. Like, I need a new model. He's not a goddamn Toyota, for fuck's sake. He's my man. I've been this motherfucker since he was 4 days old. Like, we're going to fucking figure out a way through this. So I bought all these, like, piss pads. These dog, like, training pads where they would just, like, piss on the pads and so it wouldn't get on the floor. And I just, like, line them up in the fucking cat room and he just goes in there and pisses on them now. And we fucking solved the problem, baby. He just goes in there and pisses and shits on the fucking pads now. I occasionally have an accident or maybe he'll miss. Or sometimes, he's old. So sometimes like he'll be sleeping. A little bit of piss will just like shoot out. I'm like, you fucker. He's like an old man. We can't get him kitty diapers. I mean, I guess we could, but I'm not going to do that. So like occasionally you just got to deal with some piss flying out. It's occasional. It doesn't happen very often, but like it can happen. It can happen. And Finley sometimes it's like that with shit in his ass. Gets a piece of shit stuck in his ass and then like all of a sudden it'll just see it on the floor. You fucker. They're trying. They're trying their best. They're trying their best. They're over 16 years old. They're doing what they can. And you know what? I'll fucking deal with it. I'll fucking buy these goddamn pads until it's time. Like, it's expensive, but like, I love them. I'm not just gonna fucking give up on him because he's old and he's having some trouble. I'm gonna take care of him. If he's in fucking pain or something like that, that's another thing. But he ain't in pain. He's just like, fuck it, my legs are sore. I can't get in that goddamn box. I'm just gonna piss here. He still goes to the room, you know? I'm not gonna give up on my guys just because they're getting up there in age. I think that's shitty, you know? So I think that that makes me awesome. To be honest, it just makes me a fucking human being. Like, I've often said that I shouldn't get fucking credit for being a fucking human being. Because there's so many fucking assholes out there. Be like, meh, alright, piss on the floor once, you know, fuck them. Like, nah, it's not gonna be like that. We're gonna fucking figure it out. I've never had animals like this old before. This is like uncharted territory. The vet always says, like, hey man, they're hanging in there, but like, it could go quick. So just let me know if anything turns. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora or any other fucking podcasting site you want. Podbean is the host of the cast, though. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at SidJohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram, that is at maybe5minutes. And if you're in the Facebook, I can put the fucking podcast right in my fucking timeline for you.